Thank you for joining PPC Updates. Today we're talking about XTV and TikTok. What is XTV? Well, we're going to go over exactly what that is. For TikTok, this is actually an update on the ban. If you can believe it, there is a ban. However, TikTok has a reprieve till next year. So, if you're looking to spoil the election, that's not going to happen. We'll have our TikToks available through at least through the end of the year. So more to come on that. Let's talk about the first one though, XTV. So this was announced yesterday by Elon Musk. This is what the interface looks like. I actually have it right here, and I'm sure most of you guys have seen it. Okay. Looks very, right? When I see this, looks very YouTube-ish, Vimeo-ish, Rumble-ish. Okay, and it clicks through here. Okay, that was a quick 10 seconds. Okay, so what do we look at? We looked at something that is not necessarily on the X platform, right? What we see on the X platform would can change considerably based on like doing some kind of like micro vlogging, if you will, almost like a YouTube short. So I'm kind of curious to see what the interface looks like. How does the micro blogging on X work in conjunction with XTV? Interesting. So we have tailored algorithm to feed users content. Okay, that's not a big thing. The app will be compatible with most smart TVs. Okay, that's cool. I'm not seeing that would have to happen. But although you have platforms like where the app is already there, right? Like Twitch or Vimeo, one of those. Launch without ads, but on the radar. That makes sense. I mean, that's where the money is with video. So he's looking for more monetization. So I think what's going on here, because he's always talked about, I know X is not probably as profitable as he thought it would be. That's why he's always talked about subscriptions. When he bought X, right? Or when he bought Twitter and turned it into X, that was his biggest concern. When I was at my previous startup agency, we had a few data scientists, and we kind of took apart the buys for Twitter at that time. Man, that thing was infested with bots. It's too much bot traffic, right? And that was his problem when he bought it. He said the same thing. He was like, it's this many billions, but it's really only half that because the thing is full of bots, right? It's just fake people that drive up the rates for advertisers saying that, oh, the people are engaging or people are liking it when they're not really people, right? So, and they don't want to clean it up because then their users go down. So, that's kind of like the problem, with making like kind of cleaning up that platform itself. We're seeing that a little bit actually with Meta. I'm not sure if any of you buy Meta, but I'm getting inundated, and this is on my clients. I'm on their pages, right? So I have access to their pages, and I've been getting a lot of messenger bots, even though it's a mobile. So that's just kind of interesting. So launch without ads, but it's on the radar, right? And so that's where the real money is because you want a real person viewing that. Also to notice the partnerships with Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. Don Lemon went in the sewer. If you guys ever seen that, watch the Elon Musk Don Lemon interview. It's hilarious. It's so hard to watch. It's so cringy, but I love it. Because one's so conservative, one's so liberal. The Tucker Carlson one's pretty good too. So, I mean, and I think that was more his, like he said, when he put it on Vladimir Putin, I guess, and they put it on there. Also, too, X has partnerships with the NBA, NFL, and the WWE, right? So they have these actually leveraging some great partnerships where they plan to put that bridge that gap to do more long form content on XTV. So it'll be interesting to see how it translates because those partnerships right now exist on X itself, right? Like you can watch games on there and et cetera. And I think they have something called a quick takes, I believe is what it is. Advertisers can get a sponsorship of that. Promises a blend of real time content. That's where I was going with this, right? How do you blend XTV and X, right? Because you're not going to go on one platform and view this and then, oh yeah, I'm going to go watch it on this, right? You'd have to really, it'd have to, the whole UI would have to change. That's in billions if you do that. And it'd probably make even people more frustrated, right? So I'm kind of curious to see how that works. right? Because you have two platforms. You have XTV and you have X. And that UI that we saw, that was a completely different platform. So how does that work? Effortless casting, that's cool. Okay. I mean, that makes sense, obviously. Outside of a blend of real-time content, launch with ads, those are the most important things, and probably the partnerships, right? That's really what motivates these platforms. And that's what these video platforms. So that's what I'm going to talk about too. And we're going to talk about it right here. So we have IGTV, right? This is what my thoughts are. So remember with IGTV, that obviously got shut down. That actually morphed into IG Reels, I believe, and more like story content. So it really didn't, and that's what I'm saying. It was two different platforms at one time. So when it merged, it was for the better. I mean, it made one platform really good, but IGTV like went away. Like it pretty much more or less did. We have something like Rumble, right? So we have in 2022, we have 44 million active users. 2023, we have 66. But there's rumors going around that it's plateauing, right? That this year there'll be growth, but 2020, it should actually begin plateauing. So the key thing with this are the content creators, because the content creators are what pushes these platforms forward, right? We have something like Russell Brand, right? When he got strikes and he got issues with some stuff that went down, I'm not going to say it. And so he really got kicked off or got slightly restricted on YouTube, right? So he flipped out and he made a huge partnership with Rumble. Because he just felt he couldn't say what was on his mind, right? Reminds me a little bit of Howard Stern. Howard Stern had the same thing. That's why he left radio, right? He was on FM radio, and that's Sirius X got started, right? And he's actually, I think, the chairman of the board, I think, at XM Radio. But it's really the content providers that push this, as we were talking about, right? So we were talking about those news, you know, we were talking about Don Lemon that went down the sewer, but you have Tucker Carlson, you have some other partnerships there with sports. Also, if you notice, Netflix is now doing WWE, or will be. So that's going to be its official broadcast partner, or considered its streaming platform, but its actual like legitimate platform, if you will. So I'm very curious to see how that nets out, because that should help their numbers, right? Especially with something like sports. It is considered sports. And then, you know, let's talk about what makes it go down too, right? So Vimeo, that was supposed to be hot at one time. That went in the sewer. No one talks about Vimeo anymore, even though I'm a subscriber too, but I do a lot of, I used to have a lot of cinematography kind of stuff on there. And then we have something like Twitch, right? Twitch, again, the second they pissed off their content creators, they left. So they actually wanted, they didn't pay them as much. And so those gaming content creators went nuts. YouTube found, that's actually how YouTube Gaming got founded. So with YouTube Gaming, they just said, hey, come to us. We offer more competitive rates, etc. So Twitch has never been the same after that, right? And that was a couple of years ago, but it hemorrhages content creators, because that's how YouTube Gaming got started. They're like, we're gonna give you your own channel, we're gonna give you your own home where you can make as many kill shot, you know, headshot videos as you want, all sorts of crazy stuff, and you know, we're gonna pay you more competitive rate. And that's, you know, Twitch is not as popular as it used to be. It's popular, but it's not nearly as popular as it used to be. Okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit more about TikTok. This is quite interesting. So the ban is actually, it actually got passed, if you will. It was part of the Overseas Defense Bill. It was actually roped into the Ukraine and Israel funding, if you will. And that was like the third component. So they put that in there and pushed it through, and it's actually passed. But like I said, it's a red herring, really, because it's almost like saying, oh yeah, we took care of this. We banned TikTok, right? But unfortunately, it's literally a nine month reprieve. It will not affect the election, and it will not go, it actually says it will not go into effect in 2024. So that gives them 9 months to find a buyer with a 90 day reprieve after that, right? Which kind of makes sense. I think that was a problem when they first tried to ban it. They literally forced their hand, like within 60 days to find a buyer, which is like, I mean, That's ridiculous. Like that's a, I mean, something that immense, like that's, you know, just to write up the bill of sale would take 2 months, right? So, on something that ginormous and has that many jobs and that much technology attached to it, and everybody around the world uses it, it's just too, its tentacles are just too large, right? So now it's it'll have 9 months. So that's through the through 2020. For all the way 2025, that's when they'll actually be forced to sell. That delays that action. And they don't need to sell ahead of time. They've already vowed to fight this in court, so it may even be pushed back farther. It may go into end of 2025. So, I think long story short, I think TikTok will fight this with as many lawyers as possible. I think it'll just be like big tobacco when they when it was these state attorney generals used to take on big tobacco, and these man they would walk in with countless lawyers. I mean, this'll the lobbyists and lawyers will be fighting over this for years. So it's not going nowhere. And then you have to kind of think, like we talked about the what I was talking about earlier a second ago was this tentacles, right? On all things TikTok, how many times have you seen on Instagram a TikTok branded video, right? How many times have you been on YouTube Shorts and seen a TikTok branded video as well, a short, right? That was a TikTok, right? Think about it. So its influence is everywhere. It's already affected the platforms. Genie's out of the bottle. So if you have all these content creators that are on TikTok, yeah, they'll get annoyed, but all they're gonna do is just take their content and just go to IG, or they're just gonna go to X, or go to YouTube Shorts or whatever. And just like I said earlier with YouTube, they're great on jumping on the momentum of a breaking news story, right? So heaven forbid that happens and they, you know, and TikTok creators need someplace to go. I could totally see YouTube Shorts. I mean, YouTube Shorts, that is the to be honest, guys, I think that's going to be the almost the future of YouTube, unfortunately, right? I kind of limit my YouTube Shorts. I mean, I'll probably get more into it, but I really like the long form stuff. But its future is really on Shorts, right? YouTube Shorts. So, I really feel that what I'm saying here is that the content is already influencing other content on other platforms. If they shut it down tomorrow, they would just go on these other platforms. It's not gonna affect anything. And then, like I said, TikTok vows to sue. So, very interesting, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I think that really wraps it up. We'll have some more stories coming up. I actually have some other ideas on some other PPC training videos. We just dropped one yesterday. We actually had a great subscriber request where they asked me to break down the max conversions, max conversion value, and TROAS. So that was really cool. I really invite everybody to check that out. Or if you have any videos you want me to do, please let me know and I'll make you a video. I'll look into it and see what I can do. So, yeah. And then I just want to say, feel free to look up our Medium articles, my other YouTube videos, as well as go to our site. So thank you so much for listening and I look forward to our next video. Thank you so much.